Before I begin to read from the scripture this morning, I would ask you a question. And the question is, are you in the ministry? How many of you are in the ministry? Okay, there are three or four that are in the ministry. Usually when you hear that question, are you in the ministry, I think that people think they're asking, are you a preacher? I think that sometimes we confuse a minister with being a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And though a preacher is a minister, the word minister is used to mean a servant, anyone that is serving and helping other people, anyone that is working is a minister. For example, Brother Robert Varn is here this morning, and Brother Robert, though he lives in Jacksonville, he has a ministry down there, and that ministry is to stand outside of abortion clinics, to stand against the killing of unborn children. He's not down there preaching, but he's down there standing up, ministering. He has a ministry that God has called him to. That's a special ministry. Brother Robbie and Brother Carfell and different ones that go to the nursing home and pick up the people from the nursing home, that's a ministry. Brother David goes and speaks at the nursing home at Baptist Village every Wednesday morning. That is a ministry. But ministers do much more than those things that we normally think about. So the question is, are you a minister? And the answer is, everybody here should be a minister. Everybody should be a minister. That is, you should be serving and helping other people and doing things, and that's what a minister is someone who is serving and helping and doing things, working to help other people. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning in verse 18, the Word of God says, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." The passage of Scripture that I've just read to you begins by saying, look at verse 18 again, it begins by saying that all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. First thing I want you to understand is that God has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. If God had not reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, then we would have never been reconciled to God. The word reconcile means to restore favor and fellowship. And God, by sending his only begotten Son into the earth, Jesus, dying on the cross, that resulted in us being reconciled to God. God hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ our Lord. The Scripture says in Hebrews chapter 10 that by one offering God hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. So we have been reconciled to God permanently by the death of Jesus Christ. We're going to be in heaven one day because we were reconciled to God by the blood of Jesus Christ. That is a reconciliation that God has done completely by himself. God's Word says in verse 18 that God hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Then it also says, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. I want you to think about the fact that not only has God reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, but God has given to you, if you have been reconciled to God, by Jesus Christ, God has given to you the ministry of reconciliation. Everybody here, one of the ministries that we have, and usually every child of God has a lot of different ministries. Every parent here has a ministry to work with your children. That is, helping them, working with them. That's a ministry that you have. But right here the Word of God says that God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And I want you to think about several things that God's Word teaches that we have given the ministry of. We have been given the ministry of reconciling. First of all, we have been given the ministry of reconciling our thoughts and our beliefs and our ways to God's way. You think about that now. In our lives here on this earth, we have a tendency to want to do things our way rather than God's way. And there's a big difference in God's way and our way. I never come up with doing things God's way on my own. The Spirit of God has to lead me and guide me, and I have to follow what the Word of God says in order for me to reconcile myself to God and have fellowship with God here on this earth. Listen carefully. God reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ. That's what gets us into the eternal heaven. And if I follow and carry out the ministry of reconciliation, that gets me into the kingdom of heaven and blesses me to have fellowship with God while I live here on this earth. If I'm not fulfilling the ministry of reconciliation, if I'm not trying to reconcile my thoughts to the truth of God's Word, if I'm not trying to reconcile my way to God's way, if I'm not trying to reconcile my will to the will of my Father, then I'm not going to have much fellowship with God in this world. I'm the one that has to change if God and I are going to walk together. Does everybody understand that? There is a way. The Scripture says in Proverbs 14 and verse 12, the Scripture says that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, the end thereof are the ways of death. If I'm going to follow my way, I'm going to destroy my life. Proverbs 3 and verse 5 says, lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Those Scriptures, as well as many other Scriptures, are talking about that I have a ministry of reconciling my way to God's way. All through the Scriptures, we find that many of the children of God have tried to do things their way rather than God's way. There is no way that God will bless a church unless the church is willing to do things God's way rather than our way. There's no way that God is going to bless a family unless a family is willing to do things God's way rather than their own way. So families and individuals and churches and nations, if we're going to follow the ministry of reconciliation that God has given us, then we have to change. I have to change. You have to change. We have to change if we're going to carry out the ministry of reconciliation. Even as Jesus was teaching us how to pray. You remember that Jesus said when His disciples came and said to Him, Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus began to teach them, and He says that we're to pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. In earth, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Listen carefully. When you're praying that prayer that Jesus taught you how to pray, you're praying, God, I want Your will to be done and not my own will. Now, that is sometimes very difficult to earnestly, fervently, truly pray, not my will, but thine be done. And yet we're taught that's part of the ministry of reconciliation is, Lord, I want Your will to be done in my life, not my own will. Even our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, when He began to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he knelt down and he cried unto God. He said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Then he said what? Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Have you ever not wanted to go through something that was difficult in your life? Have you ever not wanted to have to face something? Have you ever wanted to just climb in your bed and pull the covers up and hide and pray, God, I just don't want to have to go through this. You don't want to have to walk through the valley. You don't want to have to go through difficult times. And Jesus himself prayed, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. What was he carrying out whenever he said, not my will, but thine be done? Was he ministering right then? Was he carrying out a ministry? Yes, he was. He was carrying out the ministry of reconciliation. That is, reconciling his will to the will of the Father. Jesus said, I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. That ought to be the desire of every one of our hearts, is God, help me to conform my will to your will. Help me to conform my way to your way. God's way is right. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 55 that as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And if I believe God and I believe God's word, then I'm going to be trying to change my mind and my thoughts and my feelings and my ways and my will to conform with the will of God. Do you know what the Bible is? The Bible is the expressed will of God. And God will never, listen carefully, because I run into this problem almost every week, that people say that they feel led by God to do one thing and then another. And they just think the Spirit of God is leading them. I want you to know that the Word of God says that we better try the spirits whether they be of God. And the devil will lead you, and the devil will lead me down a path of destruction. And the whole time, I think I'm following God, I'm following Satan. I need to try the spirits whether they be of God. If you want to follow God's will in your life, you're going to have to study the expressed will of God. You're going to have to study the Word of God. And everything that you do will harmonize and conform to the Word of God. And when you do things that don't conform to the Word of God, don't care who you think's leading you, it's not God. It's not God if it does not harmonize with God's Word. The God has given to us, He's given to every one of us, He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. Primarily, the first thing that we're looking at is that I need to reconcile my way to God's way, my thoughts. Have you ever believed something was true, and then you found out in the Scriptures it wasn't that way? Have you ever believed something that was true, and you thought this was the way that it should be done, and then you began to study the Word of God and you found out, well, I declare, that's not what God actually said. That's when it gets hard, is when the traditions and the ideas and the thoughts and the beliefs and the feelings and things that we may have been taught in the past, if we find they do not harmonize with the Word of God, we have to give up those things and follow the Word of God. Follow the will of God. We have to carry out the ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile ourselves to God. There's another reconciliation that we have to carry out, not only in the ministry of reconciliation, and God has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. I want you to notice this. In 2 Corinthians 5:18, after in 2 Corinthians 5:18, the Word of God saying that God has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, notice verse 19. Verse 19, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and verse 19 says this, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now he's given us, according to verse 18, he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. And then in verse 19 he establishes that he has given us the word of reconciliation. What is the word of reconciliation? The word of reconciliation is the word of God. If I'm going to carry out the ministry of reconciliation, it is imperative and absolutely essential that I follow the word of reconciliation. That's how I can carry out the ministry of reconciliation, is following the word of reconciliation. And if you don't read and study the word of God, if you don't care what God says in His word, you cannot carry out the ministry of reconciliation. Listen, in Matthew chapter 5, I want you to look at a different reconciliation than us being reconciled to God. Now, this is still, in Matthew chapter 5, this is still talking about our ministry of reconciliation. The first thing I want you to remember is that God's given us the ministry of reconciliation to reconcile ourselves, our will, our way to God's will and God's way. Second thing I want you to remember about the ministry of reconciliation is that God has given us the ministry of being reconciled to each other. We need to be reconciled to God, but God has also given to every child of God the ministry of being reconciled one to another. Occasionally, my wife and I don't agree on something. And if we don't agree, you know, my responsibility as a child of God is to work toward what? Reconciliation. Whatever the difference is, however she might think one way and I might think another, whatever it is that we're differing on, we must, if we're going to follow God and please God, we must carry out the ministry of reconciliation in our home. And when we are at odds with each other, when we are not agreeing with each other, it is essential, and we made a promise to the pastor that gave us counseling before we got married. We made a promise that we would never go to sleep mad at each other. And we've been married 44 years. I don't believe that in 44 years we have ever gone to sleep mad at each other. Now, you know what we've had to do a lot of times before we went to sleep? We've gotten in bed mad at each other. We've gotten in bed mad at each other. But we would lay there, and we would lay there, and me being a toad frog, just swell up like a toad frog, hard-headed like a mew, and just lay there, and finally she would reach over, and she'd say, "I'm sorry." And when she says, "I'm sorry," the whole time I'm laying there thinking, really, you know, I'm the one at fault. And when she finally says, "I'm sorry," then I turn over and I let her know it's not her that's done wrong. It was me. You know what takes place right then? There's unity again. We're no longer mad at each other. The same thing is true in the church, brethren. We have to, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to carry out the ministry of reconciliation. I doubt there's anyone in this building that I haven't offended at one time or another, unless this is the first time you've ever been here. But I offend people sometimes, and what, do you know, the most amazing and wonderful thing is that when you understand what the body of Christ is supposed to be, and you realize that there's a conflict between a brother and sister in Christ, the Word of God says that we are to be reconciled to each other. We're to settle those differences. The Word of God says we're not to let the sun go down on our wrath. If you're ever upset with anybody, the command from God is that you never, it's not just that I'm to never go to bed mad at my wife. I'm not supposed to go to bed mad at anybody. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't hold anger in your heart. Be ye reconciled one to another. God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And the only way that a church continues to grow and prosper and to be of one mind and one accord is if all the members of the body begin to see and know and understand God has given to each of us and all of us, He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. And so when something's wrong between me and a brother or sister in Christ, then they're to come to me and I'm to go to them. But whatever way it goes about or comes about, there must be reconciliation. Matthew 5 verse 23, the scripture says, "Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First, be reconciled to thy brother and then come and offer thy gift. He says, first be what? First be reconciled to thy brother. If you bring your gift to the altar and you then realize a brother has ought against you, you are to go to that brother and first be reconciled to that brother and then come and bring your gift to the altar. There are people that will refuse. You're going to find this in your life. There are people that will absolutely refuse reconciliation. And when they refuse reconciliation, after you have been to them and you've prayed with them and you've asked them to try to reconcile whatever the problems are, when you've done that and you have exhausted all opportunity to try to be reconciled, sometimes all you can do then is just pray. God, help us to be reconciled. But you have the responsibility to try to be reconciled with anyone that is contrary to you in your life. Look at Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17 tells us about forgiving one another. And that's what it takes to be reconciled to one another. I just thank God, because you can't live with somebody and you can't work with somebody and you can't be around somebody very long without occasionally there's going to be some problems. It doesn't matter how meek and mild you are and the other person is, occasionally you're going to have problems. It can be at work, it can be at church, it can be in your home, it can be wherever you're going and whatever you're doing, but occasionally you're going to have a conflict. And when you have a conflict, remember, God, who reconciled you to Himself by Jesus Christ, God, who saved you by grace, God has given you the ministry of reconciliation. Luke chapter 17. And this is a hard verse to do. Luke 17, verses 3 and 4, the Word of God says, "Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespassed against thee, rebuke him." Are you supposed to let me know if I trespass against you, if I've done something to offend you? Are you supposed to let me know that? Absolutely. That's part of reconciliation. You have to let me know. I have to let you know if you did something to offend me. I have to let you know. I have the responsibility to tell you. If I don't do that, I'm disobeying my Lord Jesus Christ. If I have something against you and I'm not willing to tell you what's wrong, then I'm disobeying Jesus Christ. I must tell you what's wrong when something's wrong. This idea of me just backing up in a corner and keeping my mouth shut and not expressing to you what's wrong, that's exactly what the devil would have me to do. But my Lord says, I have reconciled you to myself by Jesus Christ, and now I'm giving you, and you, and you, I'm giving you the ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile your will to my will, reconcile your way to my way, and reconcile whatever differences there are between brothers and sisters in Christ. Is it hard sometimes to be reconciled, to be reconciled one to another? Luke chapter 17, the Scripture says that if you rebuke him and if he repent, forgive him. You have to have forgiveness. If you don't have forgiveness, you're not going to make it very far in life. The Scripture says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32, the Scripture says, "Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Are you going to have to forgive your brethren? You're going to have to forgive me? Am I going to have to forgive you? We have to forgive each other. Jesus said, again in the example prayer, he not only says that we're to pray, "Not my will, but thine be done," but he says that we're to also pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." The statement there is, God, I want you to forgive me just like I forgive other people. So if you want to hold a grudge, do you know what you're asking God to do? I want you to hold a grudge against me, God. I want you to be angry with me and just back up and just withdraw yourself from me, and you don't have any fellowship with me. Just keep your mouth shut and don't tell me what I've done wrong. Do you want to be separated from God and God's fellowship? You want to be separated from the manifestation of God's love? Jesus says this. He says, If ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. You can run from the ministry of reconciliation. You can refuse to forgive if you want to, but it will destroy your life if you don't carry out the ministry of reconciliation. You know, Peter always wanted to try just to see just how little he had to do. And not in this passage, but in Matthew, here's what Peter does next. Peter says, well, Lord, how often do I have to forgive him? You know? Are there some people you have to forgive more often than other people? Are there some people that are more offensive than other people? Therefore, when they're more offensive than other people, you just need to understand it's going to take a lot of grace. We're going to have to do a lot of forgiving with this brother or sister. But you do a lot of forgiving. And Peter said, now how often do I have to forgive? Do I have to forgive 7 times 7? Do I have to forgive him 49 times? And Jesus in Matthew says, I say not unto you 7 times 7, but 70 times 7. So do you think Jesus was saying 490 times, then you can cut him off? No. Look at Luke 17, verse 4. He says, and if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, 7 times in a day, turn again, and 7 times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. I don't think there's anybody here that's ever offended me 7 times in one day. But if you did, I've been given the ministry of reconciliation to forgive you every time that you ask for forgiveness. I have the ministry of reconciliation. Let me mention one other thing about the ministry of reconciliation in closing. And that is, not only am I to reconcile my will and my way to God's will and God's way, not only am I to be reconciled to you and you be reconciled to me, but if I realize that there's a problem between Brother Andy and Sister Jane, if I realize that they don't like each other, I have the ministry of reconciliation to go, if I detect there's a problem there, if I think there's a problem there, if I know there's a problem there, I have the ministry of reconciliation to go and say, Brother Andy, I need to sit down with you and Sister Jane. Or first I might say, y'all need to sit down and get it straightened out. But if y'all can't get it straightened out, I have the ministry of what? I have the ministry of reconciliation to go and try to help you to be reconciled to each other. The Scripture says in the Beatitudes, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Now watch this. They shall be called the children of God. What did God do? God reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ. Now God has given you the ministry of reconciliation, and if you carry out the ministry of reconciliation, then you're going to be called the child of God who reconciled us to Himself if you're out there trying to reconcile brothers and sisters in Christ. May God help us to understand, I do have a ministry. I have a lot of different ministries. I have a ministry as a grandfather. I have a ministry as a husband. I have a ministry as pastor of this church. I have a lot of different ministries, and you have a lot of different ministries. But in every ministry we have, the ministry of reconciliation must be present and active in my life if I'm going to stay close to God. May God help us, is my prayer for Christ's sake.